this very much affects your jobs. It affects your livelihood. It affects your prosperity. It affects how much money there is for all the different services in Northern Ireland. So we need the politicians across all of the political parties to be giving you accurate information so that when you're engaging in the politics of this country, you're getting the true facts. The DUP's Sammy Wilson is with us today, as is Alex Maskey from Sinn Féin. Sammy Wilson, your reaction to this?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's one of the things we have been arguing for a long time, that the figures which Sinn Féin have been using have been overstated. And indeed, Stephen, you missed an important part of the figures, which I think are even more damning. And that is that there are a number of the reductions, the £540 million reductions, which have been made already, which had to get Assembly approval. So these weren't imposed by Westminster. These were ones which Westminster introduced but required Assembly approval. And if you look at, for example, the changes in from incapacity benefit to employment support allowance, that came under the last Labour government. It reduced the benefit bill by £140 million. That went through the Assembly and went through the Assembly by accelerated passage.
So it was fast-tracked through the Assembly. In other words, it was agreed by Sinn Féin, among others.
It was agreed by the Assembly, and Sinn Féin didn't try to block it at that stage. If you look at the housing benefit under occupation, that has not been agreed for the public sector, though Nelson McCausland has negotiated an exemption for that. But the housing benefit changes for the private sector, they went through the Assembly as well, and that accounts for £55 million of the reduction. And then, of course, one of the other ways in which that £540 million was reached was the fact that we only upgraded benefits by 1%. The same as wages have been going up, by the way, and in fact you wouldn't expect benefits to go up faster than wages. That required Assembly approval, and that accounts for £120 million. So nearly 60% of the £540 million already have been approved by the Assembly, and no kick-up about it at all, and yet we are now holding the rest of the public sector to ransom because of the remaining £218 million, which would be included in the welfare.
Alex Maskey from Sinn Féin. Morning, Alex. We expect more from your party. You've got a huge mandate in Northern Ireland, so therefore you're absolutely entitled to take a position. But you've got to give the public credible figures using them.
First of all, Sammy, I'm glad that you acknowledge that we have a significant mandate. We also would remind you have a significant mandate across the island. We just received 500,000 votes in May across the island, making us the biggest party with popular vote across this island.
Well, how could anyone anywhere trust you to run a country if you don't get the figures right?
Again, Stephen, just let me make my own comments, please. So I just repeat that. We got 500,000 votes almost in the May elections for a raft of policy positions, including anti-austerity now. So that's the first thing. I really don't like you characterising in your earlier comments that Sinn Féin are trying to rely on other people's figures to give our positions credibility.
Well, that's fact.
That's fact.
You have quoted NICFA. You have quoted NICFA repeatedly, and they say you're quoting them wrong.
You have interviewed me routinely on this issue. I have never once relied on the NICFA figure of £750 million. In fact, I cautioned NICFA and others about using figures that they couldn't fully stand over because they have reduced the figure. You will know.
Actually, that's true. No, that's absolutely true about you. What about Pat Doherty, Mickey Brady, Phil Flanagan, Derry Sinn Féin Twitter account?
I am the person dealing with this matter on behalf of the party. So the point I'm making to you, Stephen, is you're interviewing me this morning.
Pat Doherty is an MP.
Yeah, you're interviewing me this morning, okay? And as far as I'm concerned, I can tell you, and you can back on every single transcript of every single interview that I've carried out, not only in your programme, but others, I have always, always relied on the figure that the department gave us, that's the DSE,
okay,
and the Social Security.
So do you concede...
Let me finish. Stephen, They, department from day one, when I took on the chair of the Social Development Committee, we got our first report which told us from the department figures that if the welfare reform bill, which is the one that is sitting in discussion at the moment, that the welfare reform bill, if implemented, would take £450 million off the ban of the bill. And remember, the whole purpose of the bill in the first instance was supposed to be about A, simplifying the benefit system, and B, saving money. And that's what the British government, and it's up to them, they have a mandate to do what they're doing, but what they're saying is their changes
okay.
are to save money off the
so
benefit
can
bill.
We
you cannot save money off the benefit bill without saving
okay.
money off
so
people.
Can we at least get clarity? Pat Doherty's got it wrong, Mickey Brady's got it wrong, and Phil Flanagan's got it wrong, correct?
Just that they haven't got it wrong, because what they're relying on a figure which was produced by NICFA, which was produced by an independent report. But the point I'm making to you, and I heard you playing back part of Seamus McAlevey's interview, and I have spoken at length regularly with Seamus McAlevey and others, including from the trade union movement and others who have done a lot of work around this. I heard Seamus McAlevey on your short tape there trying to explain about some of that money was already taken out. If it was already taken out, where did it go? It was obviously taken off people. So if we're arguing now at the moment about a welfare reform
it's
bill,
nothing to do with the bill before the Assembly. That's the point. Sinn Féin are trying to position this as there is a £750 million cost related to the bill. In front. Pat Doherty is, Mickey Brady is, Phil Flanagan was yesterday.
Well, David, you can quote all you want.
Well, they're members of your party.
Well, there's no point in interviewing me this morning if you're going to tell me what everybody else is saying. The point that I'm saying to you very clearly is that the Social Security Agency, the Social Development Department, gave us a figure as £450 million coming off people's benefits if we pass the welfare.
Do you accept that,
bill.
Sammy Wilson?
The point, and let me go on to make this point. The money that has been constantly taken off people's benefits, and Sammy Wilson is right, there are ongoing cuts. And remember, it was Margaret Ritchie who put the bill through the Assembly, the first welfare reform bill.
We didn't oppose it.
Last mandate. We opposed it in the committee. Our members were in the Assembly chamber, argued the point. Margaret Ritchie made the point at that time, and go back to your Hansard reports, that it was necessary
okay.
to the bill and all the rest.
Sammy Wilson, do you...
And our members, sorry, because this is important, and our members took great exception to having had that accelerated passage imposed upon people. We were told by the minister at committee level in the Assembly that all of these matters wouldn't be as dire, there would be all sorts of attacks against people, but lo and behold, that didn't work out.
Okay.
But we are right, Sammy is right, we are currently, and this is the crux of this for us, there are ongoing cuts imposed on the welfare system since the last mandate, and the British government are telling us that they're going to take a lot
okay.
more.
OK, Sammy Wilson, do you accept the £450 million figure, Sammy?
No, I don't. And indeed, if you look at the figures...
Well, he said it's in the department's report.
Well, it's not.
It's in the department's report, and you need to go back and ask the department. And you see, here's the point.
Hold on, Alex. Let's give Sammy a chance. Let's give Sammy Wilson a chance.
Stephen, let's look at what remains to be decided and what's in the bill. First of all, there's incapacity benefit changes and assessments. There's changes to DLA. There are changes to housing benefit for the public sector tenants, which of course the Assembly is now exempt from, so that reduces the bill considerably by about £20 million. And there's the household benefit cap. Those are the things that remain, and then there's the introduction of universal credit. Now, the things which I've mentioned add up to £218 million. The NICFA have already said, and indeed, if you look at the figures which have been produced by the department, the introduction of universal credit may actually decrease or increase the amount of money which comes from benefit, because 40% of people will actually be better off under universal credit, 40% will have no change, and 20% will be worse off. But they're protected until such times as their circumstances change. So even NICFA say at best it could be neutral. At worst, it could be neutral. At best, we may actually get an increase in the amount of benefit which is paid to people. So we're talking, and of course the government in Westminster has estimated that the difference this year is between the rates that we pay and the rates we paid in England are £87 million. Next year, £114 million, and it could rise to £250 million. So if you look at what the NICFA has said, if you look at what the department has said, and if you look at what the government has said, the bill is nowhere near £450 million. And in the meantime, of course...
Alex Maskey says it's in a report. Why do the public have to put up with this? One day we've got some Sinn Féin members saying it's £750 million, which it is not. Then Alex Maskey tells us this morning, don't listen to those people. Actually, he's the man you got to listen to. So then we listen to Alex Maskey. He says £450 million, and you say... He says it's in the report. You say it's not. Can I see the report,
Stephen,
Alex?
Stephen, what
presumably
do?
I can see the report.
See, what you need to do here is understand, very simple. The big argument that Sinn Féin has at this moment in time is against this particular welfare reform bill as it's described, because this bill will enable the incoming British government to continue to slash the budget on welfare in the way in which they keep saying in their party conferences, like last week, for example. So... this is enabling legislation, which will allow them, just at the stroke of a pen, to impose much more savage cuts. You know, why are people in London, why are MPs in Britain, who are dealing with their constituents, telling us, and I went to a trade union conference last week in the Wellington Park Hotel, organised by a trade union, why were all these MPs and all these experts telling us that people have been driven to food banks? Now, people are lost in all sorts of benefits, but where are these systems have been imposed in Britain? Why are they?
I'll tell you one thing. See, as a result of your policy, a lot more are going to be driven to food banks.
Well, at the end of the day...
Because there's going to be cuts in public service sector jobs.
Well,
there's going to be less support for the vulnerable.
Don't give any information.
60% of the cuts so far, you didn't even oppose. Why the sudden change of heart?
Well, see... Stephen, this proves the point that I've been making. I think you're more interested in having a programme than having an actual proper information section for people, with all due respect, because at the end of the day, all I'm saying to you, Stephen Nolan, is to go back to the department, ask the department to give you the figures. They're telling us that there's 450 million...
We're under the department right now.
Well, they tell us, and they give me, and they have it there, they give it to me the day I took on the chair of the Social Development Committee. Just immediately after that, they give the committee, they give myself a briefing. So they give the briefing, they give the figures, they give the figures for what will come out of the welfare budget as a result of the welfare reform bill, which is why we're saying we're opposed to that particular bill, because we're in the working in the knowledge that people's benefits are being cut routinely as we speak. Sammy Wilson is right. There is money currently being taken off, and what we're saying is this bill will enable the government to take an awful lot more out of people. And the government's own figures tell you that this is about cutting the benefits. They'll also tell you about reforming the system, but I can tell you, the experts will tell you, it's actually very complicated. And as I said to you earlier on, we don't rely on NICFA figures or anybody else's figures. Yes, those figures were presented, and our people in good faith use those figures. I don't think there's anything substantially wrong with those figures, because they apply to from day one. What Seamus McAlevey is saying is a lot of that money has already been taken out. So at this point in the year, we're looking at what may be to come off the benefits.
And a lot of it, 60% of it has been taken out.
Where the Assembly had actually approved the removal of the money.
Didn't block that.
Tommy, when you think...
Don't put yourself up as a protector of the poor, but I'll tell you what you are doing.
Well, we have drawn
You're ensuring that the 1,600 civil servants at present who administer benefits for the rest of the UK are going to have their jobs put in jeopardy.
Well,
you're ensuring that £87 million is coming out of public services, £144 million next year.
All right, well, let's let him respond.
Public services.
Let him respond, Sammy Wilson. Alex Maskey, you can respond to that.
Well, I'm not going to continue to listen. It's just been barracked by Sammy Wilson. Sammy Wilson sat at a committee meeting last week, which I chaired, which people were very clearly putting on the record, including his own members, that they're concerned about the impact of some of the ongoing cuts that are being imposed on people by the first welfare reform bill that he mentions, which was put through the Assembly in the last mandate. So our members were against and spoke against.
That's the welfare reform bill that you did not block at the Assembly, and you didn't try to block at the Assembly.
Well, you know, that's the first welfare reform bill which was through in the last Monday, which our members completely objected to in the committee, but were
Did you put a petition of concern down?
Well, we didn't have the numbers for a petition of concern for start off, and still don't.
You could have tried to recruit that. Other members, Alex.
Yes, we could have had, but unfortunately,
but you didn't.
We couldn't get the support for it, and people were. So, Stephen, if you want to have a proper discussion, just have a proper discussion. At the end of the day, the last welfare reform bill was put through the last Monday. The effect of that bill is having cut some people's benefits right, left, and centre. And what we're saying is we are not prepared to support this latest welfare reform bill, as it's called, because it is wholesale cuts on people. And it would allow people like George Orr's born and lawyers who are simply saying, almost every week now, we're going to cut this and we're going to cut that. So we'll do all of that on the back of this current welfare reform bill, which is why we are saying we have to try to draw a line under the summer.
And he's right, and Sammy Wilson, isn't he? It's a problem for you.
Sammy Wilson was at the meeting last week, and with his own party colleagues, himself included, were prepared to put on the record their concern about the impact of some of these cuts. Last week, it was a regulation was through the Assembly, which went through the committee, which will hit the Assembly in another couple of weeks, which in effect will say, if you lost your job today, at the moment, you would have to wait 3 days. From that little measure passed there recently, that'll go to 7 days. That's a cut which the department officials come to their firmness and say, this is just a cut, not dressed up as anything else. And what we're saying, Stephen, is this, that somebody has to start drawing a line onto these cuts. And remember, there's 20 parties, coalition partners in government. Only this last 48 hours are talking about the Tories has been salvage cuts on the welfare and on the public sector because they hate both. That's Vince Cable and others talking about their coalition partners.
Vince Cable does the same as you. The Liberal Party voted for these changes and now they're condemning them just the same as you accepted the welfare changes that have taken over £300 million out of the welfare budget and didn't oppose it in the Assembly either. You're just like the Liberal Democrats. You walk both sides of the rope.
Sammy Wilson, it's a fair point that Alex Maskey is making, Sammy Wilson. One second, Alex. It is a fair point that Alex Maskey is making, that if you accept these Tory cuts, then what is to stop them implementing more cuts? Is the DUP just going to accept everything the Conservative Party say in the future?
Well, I mean,
if they come with a whole raft of more cuts, which they've proposed at their party conference, you're going to accept all those too, are you?
Well, first of all, the worst of the cuts we actually opposed at Westminster. And when we came back to the Assembly, we then looked at a way of making arguments to the government at Westminster. And indeed, all of the changes which Sinn Féin wanted, all of the changes which groups like NICFA wanted, Nelson McCausland actually obtained from the Treasury. So not only did we go to Westminster, which of course Sinn Féin didn't do, and oppose them, the ones that we didn't believe were sensible and could be implemented, and then when we came back to the Assembly, we looked at ways of trying to ensure that Northern Ireland had some exemption from them and have done that. But, you know, there's some of the welfare changes actually stating that, which I agree with. I agree that there shouldn't be an open-ended checkbook for someone who's on benefit.
I agree that there should be
an encouragement to make
Work. Final word to you, Alex Maskey.
Get back into work. There's a lot of welfare changes, which I accept.
Final word to you, Alex.
Well, I think, again, at the end of the day, what is needed is proper information. I went to, and people keep throwing out these either figures or arguments, and Sammy's right, his party does support a lot of these Conservative measures, so that's the first thing, and that's okay. They're entitled to do whatever they want. They're a party and they have a mandate for whatever, but I don't think there's any party in this state which has a mandate for to have these draconian cuts from both of people, which is why we're trying to resist some of them. At least the fact of the matter is, Sammy talked about these 1600 public sector jobs in the IT working for Social Security Agency. I attended a union rally last week. The union are saying that is not the case, so I would invite NIPSA to come on your programme and discuss about those public sector jobs, because most of the members are their members.
All right.
I would invite the union to come on and talk about their members, because they say their jobs are not in jeopardy.
All right, Alex, thank you. Sammy Wilson, thank you.